As we continue to look at the state of mental health here in South Africa, we're being urged not to shy away from topics like suicide and self-harm. This month, we're not only examining the state of mental health in South Africa, but also where we can get help. Hot 1027's Tara Penny has more.
South Africa has some of the most concerning suicide statistics in the world. The South African Medical Association's Dr. Mark Heumann says we should be very worried.
Already South Africa sits in the top 10 of suicide rates in the world, with almost 1 in 4,000 members of the population succumbing to suicide every year. That's an astonishing statistic and even beats our road traffic accident rate.
According to SADAG, on average, 23 people take their own lives in our country every day. The group's Roshni Parbusita says we cannot shy away from starting the conversation.
One of the scariest questions that we think about is, are you thinking of hurting yourself? We think, oh God, we can't ask that question because we are giving you the idea that maybe you want to, but it's a conversation starter. Because if that person doesn't want to hurt themselves, they're not going to do it. But if they want to, they're going to say, okay, this person understands that I'm struggling and I can speak to them about it.
Wendy from Northcliffe was diagnosed with major depressive disorder and generalized anxiety disorder. She knows what it's like to be suicidal, and she's calling on people not to shy away.
If I could give any advice to someone who thought they saw something wrong in someone else, it would be to just turn up. Don't try to make a play date with them, just rock up. Forget politeness and force your way in. Don't judge, don't criticize, just wash the dishes or make some food or make an appointment at the doctor.
Anyone wanting to reach out for help can contact SADAG's 24-hour call center free of charge. Tara Penny, Hot 1027 News.
Hot 1027.